Welcome to Mr. and Mrs. Therapy, the podcast that empowers you to transform life's challenges into opportunities for personal growth and healthier relationships. We're your hosts, Tim and Ruth Olson, licensed marriage and family therapists and trauma experts.
As experienced therapists with backgrounds in addressing trauma and mental health disorders, we believe there is hope and there certainly is healing.
We have spent our lives supporting people through the ups and downs, and we want to share these insights with you. Together, we'll unravel the layers of personal growth, healing from trauma, and building healthy relationships. Each week, we'll bring you engaging conversations, expert insights, and practical strategies to help you heal from the past, foster healthy communication, and develop enduring love.
This podcast is your guide to transforming adversity into triumph, healing wounds and past trauma, gaining wisdom and insight, and creating meaningful, fulfilling connections. So if you're here to heal, to better understand yourself or your relationships, you're in the right place. So sit back, get comfortable,
bring your trauma and your drama,
and let's start healing.
Welcome to Mr. and Mrs. Therapy. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. We're excited to have you here with us today. We're going to be discussing the importance of valuing your partner's opinion as much as your own. Now, before we get started, if you haven't already joined us on Facebook, we have a link in the description below where you can join our community. And this is a place where oftentimes we will continue on the discussion about things that we talk about on the podcast. All right, so let's dive right in. Now, this topic came to mind over the last couple of days because I've been seeing and noticing in several different areas, whether it's through clients I've been working with or through videos that I had seen or a couple of different other areas, that people were running into major problems with their significant others because they did not value their partner's opinions or desires as much as they valued their own. Now, it's not to say that valuing your partner's opinions or desires as much as your own means that you necessarily agree with them. But what it does mean, or what it will look like, is that you would give them the ability to express themselves and talk about what they want or their opinion about something, and you wouldn't just shut them down. But if you highly value your own beliefs or your own opinions over your partner's, a lot of times what that's going to look like is being very dismissive because you view it as unimportant. But if you value it similarly to how you value your own, you're going to stop and take time to discuss and talk through that and give it the time of day, because even though you may not be thinking the way that they're thinking in that moment or valuing exactly what they value, you trust that their perspective may bring additional light and be helpful to have, as opposed to just automatically dismissing it.
Yeah, I think when we look at this in the long run of what is the atmosphere of your relationship, it really can have an impact on if or how the other person is sharing their ideas. Because if they share their ideas and you continuously just kind of shut them down without even considering it, what is that going to do? It's going to stop them from wanting to share their ideas, or it's going to give them the perception that, well, she already knows what he wants to do, or she already knows what she wants to do, so why am I even going to share my side or my opinion? She never hears me anyway. And I hear this often where the wife a lot of times will want to know what her husband is thinking. I want to know his thoughts and opinions on things, and he doesn't share it. And then if I get down to it, a lot of times what comes up is, well, she's going to end up doing whatever she wants anyway, so why does it even matter? And then the wife will get upset that they're not sharing, and then they continue to not share because when they do try to share, they get shot down immediately. And it's just this cycle that happens again and again. And like Tim said, it's not that you have to agree with what the other person said, but you want to be able to have a marriage and a relationship where you can discuss things and you can talk about different opinions and ideas and really just open up the conversation.
Actually, I think that one of the things that I had seen that had kind of put my mind in this direction was I'd seen this TikTok where the story was being told about this couple who was sitting there and they were talking to their nurse about their birthing plan. And it was very evident that this couple had not discussed with each other what their birthing plan was. So they both had differing ideas on what they wanted to do or how they wanted it to go. And so the husband was kind of excitedly chiming in and talking to the nurse about things that he wanted or things he was interested in. And then the wife really shut him down hard and said to the husband, "You have no say in how this delivery goes. You don't have any say until this baby is out of my body." And what that really showed me is she really didn't value his opinion on it. Now, Bill could be wrong. Like, what she wants to do is important too. But I think them as a couple, the major problem was they didn't sit down, they didn't talk about it. But then also when she made that definitive statement, she absolutely closed the door. And this comes on the heels of the last episode we did where we talked about how bonding the birthing experience was. But we did a lot of discussion about it. We talked a lot about it. We researched a lot about it. And we came to conclusions and agreements on what we wanted to do. And so that's why it ended up being such a beautiful experience for us, because we valued each other's opinions enough to stop and sit down and discuss. And I think this lady missed a big opportunity because he was excited about it. He wanted to be involved. He wanted to like talk about his ideas, but then she shut him down real hard and didn't let him share it.
And I think in the last episode, you said, I had my mind set on doing a home birth. And I was really excited about the possibility of doing it, but I never had my mind set on it until we were both together on board for it. Because your opinion absolutely mattered to me. And if at any point you were like, no, I really don't think we should do this, then we could have talked about other options and really came to a compromise in a way that we both really felt good about the birth.
And I think this is the difficult part about being in a relationship is you can't just always do your own way or demand that your partner goes with you. It takes time to sit down and discuss and work through things. And I think a lot of times that makes people uncomfortable, especially when they have a really firm idea or a really solid idea. I want to do this. And then they get nervous that they can't take the time to discuss with their partner because maybe my partner won't agree or maybe they won't want to go this direction. But one of the greatest things that I've noticed being married to somebody who is so polar opposite from me is that she thinks about, perceives and experiences the world so differently that she can give me a perspective that I would not have had or that I would not have thought about in a million years. And a lot of times it's a good perspective. It's like, oh, wow, I hadn't thought about that. That's actually really helpful, or that's a good way to view it, or that's an interesting approach to that that helps out so much. But you lose out on so much of that if you are too wrapped up in having it your way and you don't even want to hear the alternate perspective because you get too anxious about making sure you get what you want.
And I think this pops up a lot, not just with your own opinion or what you want to do, like Tim was talking about, but when you think this is the right way, that this is the right thing to do, and in your mind you see it as this is the only option. And so there's no discussion past that. And that's really hard when you have two people who feel like this is the right way, this is the right thing to do, and they are different decisions.
And one of the things is they both could be right. But then now you guys are fighting about a situation where it's, you could do A and have a fine outcome, and you could do B and have a fine outcome. But then instead, you guys choose to argue and fight about it. Actually, this is something I see a lot of times happen in parenting, where you have one parent who always wants to give the kid another chance, and then you have one parent who's more like a disciplinarian, and they always end up kind of arguing and fighting, well, we should do this, no, we should do this, and they are arguing about the same scenario over and over again. And when I can't get a couple to like agree or understand about like a middle of the ground type of parenting style, a lot of times I'll say, okay, run an experiment then. Do it his way for a month. If we don't like the results, try it her way for a month. And then if we don't like the results, then we could look for something else. But I think a lot of times people get so bent out of shape about my way must be right. They get so emotionally attached to their ideas and not even necessarily the end outcome. I want my idea to prevail. But really what we should be looking for is I want a good outcome.
And I know we reference this often, but this makes me think of John Gottman, where he talks about in a situation, we can turn away from each other, we can turn against each other, or we can turn toward each other. And in these types of situations, when we're just shutting someone off and we're not even having that discussion, we really are turning away from someone. Or it even could be turning against someone. I can't believe you think that's the right idea. And you kind of go at them. Or turning away and just kind of putting aside what they even think and you're just going your own way. And turning toward doesn't mean, okay, you're just going to take on and adopt their idea and go with that. But it just means having that discussion, turning toward each other and really working through this, holding hands and going through this together, figuring out the solution to whatever decision you're facing. And that really is the point of it. And that's the purpose of all of this, is recognizing that whatever you're facing as a couple, that you go through it together. And Tim started off this episode talking about considering the other person's opinions and thoughts at the same value and level as yours. And that's what I want to bring it back around to, because as a married couple, you are one. And yes, you have two opinions coming to it, two perspectives, two past histories and family of origins, and all of that is being combined and meshed into this one. And it's so important to value what the other person has to say just as much as you value your own opinion. And at times, maybe even a little more, because there are times when we're going to just have to lay down our pride and lay down what we want and sacrifice for the other person. And that's really important. But what we're talking about is, as we work through and talk through different situations, really considering both sides of it and allowing that to be kind of your foundation and your guiding direction, that you guys are going through this together.
And I think it does take a little bit of humility to approach it that way, where you're valuing their opinion as much as you value your own opinion. I think we generally have an internal bias towards our own way of thinking and towards what our own conclusions are. But being able to be a little bit humble and say, okay, they have something to bring to this discussion. They have a valuable perspective that I might not think of that could actually be very helpful here if I will give it some time and a chance. And I know we've said this in other podcasts, but you need to be viewing these discussions as we are on the same team and we're just strategizing how to get to a similar or even the same end goal, but we might just have two different ideas on how to get there. So that's about all we have for you guys for today. So what we really want you to focus on this week is with your spouse, making sure that when you're talking about these deep, difficult, or important topics, make sure that you take the time to really value and think about, okay, I want to value my partner's opinion as much as mine. Again, that doesn't mean that you think it's necessarily right, but I'm going to give it the time of day. I'm going to allow them to express themselves. I'm going to allow them to fully flesh out their idea, and then really work with each other to get on the same page before we make a decision. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. And remember, your mind is a powerful thing.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Mr. and Mrs. Therapy. We hope that you enjoyed today's episode and found it helpful. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend? Also, we'd love for you to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It lights us up to know that this podcast is helping you.
If you have any questions or a topic you'd like discussed in future episodes, visit our Facebook group. Just click the link in the description below. Although we are mental health providers, this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to provide diagnosis or treatment. If you are struggling with persistent mental health issues, chronic marital issues, or feeling hopeless or suicidal, you are not alone. Help is available. Please seek professional help or call the National Suicide Hotline at 988.
Thank you again for joining us on Mr. and Mrs. Therapy. Remember, there's always hope and there's always help.